Coming up on episode number 304, it's an All Request Monday edition, and you'll hear covers of songs originally done by The Raspberries, The Doors, and Billy Idol, among others. We'll top it all off with some trivia, and it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday afternoon. It's the 19th, March 19th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Too exhausted yesterday to put together an all-request show last night. And tonight I've got a podcast meetup scheduled, the Denver podcast meetup. So thought this afternoon would be the best time for me to put together a Coverville. Tina's in the house, so she'll be joining me later for trivia. And we'll get to all that fun stuff in just a minute. First thing I want to tell you about, I mentioned this on the blog, but a couple of upcoming cover CDs that I'm really, really excited about. Number one is the Sandinista cover CD. Now, Sandinista was a great double album released by The Clash. They reissued it on CD. I think they fit it all on one disc, but some great tracks. Lost in the Supermarket, I believe, is on there. The Magnificent Seven, Hitsville, UK. And they're going to be covered by your typical new cool artists, like the Smithereens have a track on there, a few other artists. So that's going to be coming out soon, and I'll keep you posted on details as soon as I get them. Another one that's coming up is a Jellyfish tribute CD, and you guys all know that Jellyfish is one of my favorite bands. I'm a big Jason Faulkner fan, of course, and then the band that brought him to my attention was Jellyfish. The album is coming out soon. It's called Sensory Lullabies, the ultimate tribute to Jellyfish. I believe it's going to be a double disc set, and you know what? I think that's Sandinista, now that I think about it, is a double disc set as well. But the Sensory Lullabies, ultimate tribute to Jellyfish, is going to be coming out soon. Before it comes out, there's going to be a 5-song EP release that's got 3 songs from the CD plus 2 bonus tracks that wouldn't fit on the disc, and another one. I'll have more information as I get it. Let's get into our first track tonight. Now, when I did the Worst Of cover show, the most email I got back from you guys was about Figures on a Beach and that it wasn't so bad. Well, you know what? You guys have made me rethink my position. They did a cover of You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet that I played on the Worst cover show. And you know what? You guys have made me rethink my position on that. All in all, it isn't a bad cover. I think compared to their other body of work, it was a bad cover. And that's kind of what I was basing that Worst cover show idea on. So tonight I'm going to open the show with an uncovered gem of the week. I haven't done one of those in a long time. It's a song that's not a cover. And I'm going to play another Figures on a Beach track. This actually came from the same album. It was their second release, which was a self-titled release. Same album as You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. I believe this song was the first single. So if you heard Figures on a Beach on the radio back in 1989, you might have actually heard this song. Here's Accidentally 4th Street Gloria by Figures on a Beach.
Just stay. Hey, Brian, this is Scott from the 20 Hood Podcast, calling from New York. I just wanted to say thanks for finally producing that AAC enhanced podcast feed. I used it for my podcast, and I know that it is extra work, but just to rest assured, there are people who appreciate it, like myself, and it makes things a lot easier when I go back and listen a second time for that song that you always introduce me to. All right, so keep up the good work, and say hello to Tina and Tristan. Talk to you later.
Nouvelle Vague with their cover of Billy Idol's Dancing With Myself. You'll find that on their album Band Apart. And that was a request from Rob. Rob didn't say where he was from, but we'll say he was from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, just for kicks. Love that version, too. They kind of forego the usual kind of bossa nova kind of feel for something a little bit more swing, a little more Squirrel Nut Zippers-esque. Love it. Before that, you heard Accidentally 4th Street, Gloria, performed by Figures on a Beach. Came from their self-titled EP, their second release, which came out in 1989. I just noticed that all that stuff is on iTunes here in the U.S., so you can get their first album and their second album on iTunes. Really worth it. Just great, great music, great band. And wish they would have continued releasing music, but that was it for them. Next up is a request from Grant from Rockford, Illinois. It's a cover of a Richard Berry tune. Now, Richard Berry was the writer of, oh my God, was it Wild Thing? No, it was Louie Louie. Richard Berry was the composer or the writer of Louie Louie, and This is another track that was written by Richard Berry called Have Love, Will Travel. It's performed by a group called the Black Keys, and what you really will notice on here are the cool vocal tricks that kind of grunge up and fuzz up the vocals, and just the absolutely modern sound for such an old song, but still kind of keeping that old feel to it. I can absolutely see this. Mark my words, I can absolutely see this being used as a car commercial sometime soon. Here's Have Love, Will Travel by the Black Keys.
Hi, Brian. This is Jeff, coming from the freeways of Detroit. Anyway, I just finished listening to episode 300, and I wanted to call and say congratulations, a bit belatedly, and I hope to hear 300 more. Love the show. Thanks a lot. Oh, and by the way, I can't believe that Tina had never seen the Blues Brothers. I hope you've remedied that situation by now. Bye.
She kissed me and said, baby.
the Fast Facts. A little early there, wasn't I? I'm sorry. The Fast Facts with their cover of Go All the Way, originally done by the Raspberries, the group that spawned Eric Carmen, who became kind of a soft rock staple with Lose Control on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, All By Myself in the late 70s. Go All the Way. Now, the Fastbacks I played on the first, what I called the worst cover song show, with a cover of Rocket Man that that I thought missed the mark. This I love. This is a great track. And it goes to show you that a bad cover doesn't mean a bad band, right? How's that? Is that cover it? I think it does. Oh, pun there. And then before that, you heard Have Love, Will Travel. Oh, I'm sorry. Go All the Way was requested by Brian. And does Brian say where he is from? He doesn't. Oh, Brian. Nope. Okay, so, I'm sorry. He's from Seattle. There you go. Brian from Seattle. And then the Have Love, Will Travel was a request by Grant from Rockford, Illinois. And it was performed by the Black Keys, and you'll find that on their single entitled The Moan, which came out in 2003. Next up, we have Patricia Barber with a cool cover, and appropriately from the album called Modern Cool, a cool cover of Light My Fire. This was requested by Mike from downtown LA, California. He said, I first heard this track on a scratchy AM Canadian broadcasting channel station while driving between Red Lake, Ontario and International Falls, Minnesota one day about a decade ago, and it sent chills down my spine, and it still does when I listen to it today. All right, well, Mike, this is going out to you. Here is Patricia Barber with Light My Fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I were to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Girl, now we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try set the night on fire. is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Girl, now we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light.
Show. I was just gonna put in a suggestion saying you should do some punk band covers, or there's some really good Guns N' Roses covers out there, but I'm a big fan and you're doing a great job, so just keep it up.
Every
My Heart Will Go On by Pam Hall. A little bit more soft, rocky, calypso-y reggae than I usually play on the show, but it was a request, so I felt like I needed to honor that. That was a request by Stephanie from Birmingham, Alabama. A pretty song, definitely pretty song. She heard it on the Music Eye Quiz, which is Anna Burke's excellent trivia program, podcast. Definitely worth checking out if you like the quiz-style format, which we're going to be getting to here in just a second. Before that, you heard Light My Fire by Pam Hall. By Patricia Barber. That last one was by Pam Hall. Patricia Barber, and this was requested by Mike from downtown Los Angeles. Well, Tina has joined me in the Coverville studio.
I have.
Yes. Do you like that, the Coverville studio?
I do.
Yes. So you do have something probably to talk about this time, don't you?
I have. Yeah, I do. So we saw Rocky. We saw
Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers.
Yes.
And it was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, it held up for you, didn't it?
It really did. Yeah, we saw it as a group with our neighbors and had popcorn, the whole deal. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good
flick. Yeah.
Carrie Fisher and.
Yeah, I know she was kind of crazy, but it was fun.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I guess today I found out that our cat's mom had died, which is really sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, Schooner.
Yep. We'll have to gently break the news to Mrs. Beasley.
I know, and she's not doing great herself, but
no.
So that's it. That's all I have to say.
Okay. I did want to tell you, somebody emailed in, Rob, and I don't think he said where he was from. He emailed in to say that, has anyone ever mentioned that Tina sounds an awful lot like Emily Bazelon from the Slate Magazine Daily Podcast? Is it just a coincidence that no one has ever seen Tina and Mrs. Bazelon in the same room at the same time? Perhaps Tina can do a little background check on Miss Bazelon to see if there's been a theft of Tina's vocal identity, or is it the other way around?
You know, I do have a doppelganger out there that you saw once when we were waiting outside a movie theater. Do you remember she drove by? But I have had people tell me that
that's just visual. This is somebody who sounds like you. This is an audio doppelganger.
I mean, but I've had people tell me they've been in like a training class with her, like an outside company kind of thing.
Really?
And people have actually walked into the room and thought it was me, sat down, started talking, realized it wasn't me. That's how closely this other person and I look alike. But vocally, I don't know. I haven't heard her.
Well, I actually do have a clip. Do you want to hear Emily Bazelon to see if she sounds like you?
Okay.
All right.
It's clear from these emails and also other emails that were released that Karl Rove was asking questions about dismissing U.S. attorneys either in mass or particular ones back in 2005. And so that's now a new wrinkle in the story. And for me, one question is, and this matters in the Death Watch.
See, now I don't think she sounds that much like you, but that's just,
I can see it.
Really?
I can, yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Wow.
Emily Bazelon from the Slate magazine, Straight Talk podcast. So
it's my vocal doppelganger.
Your vocal doppelganger, yes.
All right.
Well, enough of that. Let's go ahead and jump right into Musically Challenged. Today, we welcome James back with Pod Quiz Edition.
Yay!
Haven't heard from him for a while, so it'll be great to hear James.
Musically Challenged, Pod Quiz Edition.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina.
Hi, James.
Hi.
It feels like absolutely ages since we've done one of these, but never mind. Here it is. Musically Challenged, Pod Quiz Edition 18, with three Mangled by MIDI songs.
Question one.
'80s song, and I totally know it, but I cannot think of...
It definitely is. I'm not even sure I know it.
I know
Do
I know
take
it.
A guess before I take my guess?
I can't even get there yet. I almost need to hear it again, but I won't bore people with that.
Okay.
Well, sorry, what's
I'll
your
play
guess?
I'll play it again. I think it's Hazard by Richard Marx.
How does it kind of go?
It was the song about murder. I couldn't even sing it if I tried.
Oh.
But it's like, I left her down by the river. I couldn't tell you the melody for the life of
what
me.
What did you call it?
Hazard.
Oh, I was thinking Runaway. For some weird reason, that's popping into my head.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see how we do with that one.
All right.
Next up.
Question two.
I want to say Commodores. I can't think of...
I think it's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's right.
Yeah. I think... You might be right with the Commodores. I think it's... I'm going to guess Earth, Wind, and Fire on that one. I can't think of...
Okay.
That's not Serpentine Fire. That's not September Song. What is that? That's...
I don't know.
Okay. Ooh. That and 1,000 here. Let's
but I'm
go on
sure the... if I was in an elevator, I would totally know it.
All right.
Okay.
Next one up.
Question three.
That sounded familiar, but I can't...
Not for me.
Really?
Yeah, it just didn't click.
Yeah, it sounded really familiar. Ah, okay.
Can you two pause if you need to? And if not, we'll get on with the answers.
It won't help us, James.
And now, the answers.
Number one is the Richard Marx song, Hazard.
There you go.
There you go. Let's see if you recognize it from his clip.
My mother came to Hazard when I was just 7. Even then, the folks in town said the prejudice died.
Yep.
So is that Richard Marx doing his best George Michael, or was George Michael doing his best Richard Marx?
I know it is similar.
Should have known better than to cheat a friend.
Yeah.
Number two was Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the song is called Let's Groove.
Okay.
Let's Groove. There you go.
All right.
I need more Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's just so funky.
And finally, number three. I always thought this was a cover, but apparently it isn't. It's R. Kelly with I Believe I Can Fly.
Oh, no way. Didn't he have some scandal with the younger girl, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings.
Yeah, he sure did.
Wow. Yeah.
So what do we get,
okay,
like
well,
one and a half?
I hope you enjoyed that.
I don't know.
I'm sorry it's been so long since I've produced a Musically Challenged. I shall try and do it more frequently in the future. I've just been pretty busy recently. How did you do? My guess, what's it going to be? I think they were quite tricky. I'm going to say it's just 1 out of 3 this time. Okay, then, I'll speak to you soon. Bye, Brian. Bye, Tina.
Bye, James.
Wow, yeah, he was pretty right on.
He was pretty right on. I mean, we got we got Hazard, and really only half got Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
That one was such a... I couldn't pull the title out for that one. And that last one, she's...
I know.
Well, I'm not a big R. Kelly fan, so it's... maybe that helps explain that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to contribute a Musically Challenged, you can do it. You don't have to have a podcast. You don't have to... You know, you don't even really have to play music. You can ask some trivia questions. Just record them.
Or you could do spoken word.
Spoken word, yeah. Johnny,
send an email.
Johnny B
or
used
no,
to do that.
Yes, like send a voice message.
Right, just call the request line and leave your trivia there if you like. I'm actually getting close to the end of my stack of them. I think I've only got one more. So if you want to contribute to Musically Challenged, you can email it to me or call the request line, whatever you want to do. And here's some information on how to do that. You can call 206-222-COVER, or you can send an email to coverville@gmail.com. Finally, you can post a message on the weblogs at www.coverville.com. That's it. We'll be back soon with show number 305. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks, Tina, for coming by.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.